Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We go out to North Olmsted, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram Hotline. We welcome in none other, Zach Jackson, big-time football writer for The Athletic. Zach, thanks for coming on. How are you?
Gentlemen, morning, what a pleasure to spend my Monday morning with you guys.
See? Somebody's happy to be here. And by the way, somebody who absolutely did come to the party. He Houdini'd, but he came to the party, which was good.
How Houdini'd at the end?
At the end. He was the first to come, first to leave, which is probably the way to do it.
I had a family party to attend, so... plus, it was good for my liver and my career to not stay all night with those guys.
All right, so Baskin is annoyed. I could just tell he won't say it because he doesn't want to sabotage the segment. Baskin is annoyed that I'm so interested in the Baker contract thing. And I get it. I get that fans don't want to hear about this. They just want to hear about the Browns going to the Super Bowl. But I think this is going to be one of the interesting cases in the NFL, along with, yes, Lamar Jackson and also Josh Allen. Where do you think – do you find it interesting, first of all, that his agent talked about this? Because Baker hasn't said anything and the team really hasn't said anything.
You know, I found it interesting because – you know, in today's climate, when an agent says something, you know, it's notable. But I thought what he said was just kind of the reality of we know what the parameters will be. So, you know, we're ready to do it. Now there's more than that to it, right? And I think some of the comparisons, Anthony, I mean, I think it's a little bit unique. It is going to be, you know, one of the stories of the NFL, right? But like, there's a couple differences with some other things. One, the Ravens have come out and said the deal is done. It's just a matter of when, right? The Browns haven't said that, even though we assume that. I was reading on Twitter your Dak comparisons, and there's some holes in that because Dak was actually, you know, eligible to leave the team. And Baker is under contract for two more years. So as it relates to you in particular, like, Baker and the Browns are engaged. It's just a matter of when it becomes official.
All right, true or false, this is really the only storyline around the Browns right now. There's no drama.
No.
I mean, think about how many times we've talked. There's always some drama. This is the drama for the Browns right now.
No, Andy, I don't know if I agree with that either. I don't think it's drama. I mean, they know he's going to be the guy, right? Look, had he not played so well last December – maybe there would be some drama, but like, there's excitement about the Browns, and I get what you're saying, and but you know, the Nick Chubb contract is fascinating. The Denzel Ward contract is fascinating. Like, there's just no precedent for any of this stuff. Even last year with Miles, like, that was a no-brainer, right? You sign that guy,
right?
You get him. The Browns had a plan. They did it right. He signed right before Bosa, which means it was a little less. And if Miles continues to play like Miles and wants to play forever, he'll get another one of those. Well, these other guys, like, you know, Nick Chubb's 25. He's a great player. He is a phenomenal football player. And if you don't sign him, you're not living up to your smart, tough, accountable mantra, in my opinion. You know, Denzel Ward, I don't think he's injury prone. He has missed some games. He's a talented, talented guy at a premium position. You know, do you pay him absolute top corner money? I don't know. So there is other stuff. But the quarterback contract, specifically in regard to how this organization, you know, haven't had a franchise quarterback in 30 years, hadn't won a playoff game in 30 years, and he finally did. then I understand, you know, why it's such a big deal.
Zach Jackson.
Hey, Zach, let me.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Well, I just want to follow it up because you talked about Lamar Jackson for a second there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his mom is leading the way. First of all, one, would you let your mother ever negotiate your contract for you? And two, do you think agents get nervous when they see that his mom can do the deal for him?
No, because I think it comes down to we know what the parameters are for the most part, right? The Ravens' only hold up with Lamar would be, okay, we have to build our whole organization around him because we play a certain way. And we need a certain type of player to put with him. Like, the Browns have done a phenomenal job of supporting Baker with a coach who knows what he's doing and understands Baker's strengths. They've put good players around him. The entire offense returns intact, and much of the offense is in position to be back for two or three more years, which is an eternity in the NFL. Like, no, I don't think. I think it's just there. I think it's just a matter of, all right, when do we want to do it, and when do we need to do it? And the Browns don't – that's the thing. The Browns don't need to do it. They have Baker under manageable cap numbers for two more years. They think that he's their guy. They don't need to turn that switch right now and make that balloon payment on their books for 2023.
I've seen recently I've seen Bucky Brooks – talk about this, Mike Tannenbaum. It was in the Terry Pluto piece. Basically, guys are, without saying it, they're calling Baker a system guy, and we know that's a phrase that fans, they get a little squeamish about. And I know Cousins has had that mantra before, even though he put up ridiculous numbers last year. What does that even mean, franchise? Is that just something we use as a term, and it doesn't really necessarily mean anything to begin with?
Yeah, I mean, that's my lean there, Anthony. Like, you mentioned Bucky and Tannenbaum. I mean, those guys have worked in front offices, but I think system QB is something that's set on the outside, right? Like, every QB has a system. Every football team has a system. Maybe for many years here, the Browns' circle of coaches, we wondered what it was supposed to be or if there was one. But, you know, the Packers have an offensive system. Bruce Arians has an offensive system, you know? So, look, Baker has some limitations. He's not going to be those guys, but who he is pretty good. His arm is plenty good. When he's on, he's accurate. And when he settled in last year in that system, when he and the coach got on the same page of trusting each other, right, of being in situations where they had to throw, where they could be aggressive to open things up. I mean, it hit. He was awful the first half of last year. Everyone saw it. The Pittsburgh game, they crashed. Well, after that game, the Browns were pretty darn good. Right, and the pass offense in November, December, and even January was pretty good. And so you take that with the turmoil that the organization has put him through, the entire offense back, the coaches back for the first time, and Baker coming out of the season healthy and confident and not having that change, then you can look and say, hey, this is pretty good. And, you know, I just don't think it matters if he's the sixth best quarterback or the 15th best quarterback. He can win with this around him. And if the Browns believe that, then they pay him and they go forward because there's just a 95, 97% chance that he's your guy for a long time. It's just how it's shaped and it's how he's played last year at a time when you needed him to do that.
Zach, is there any way to stop the play action attack by the Browns? We've seen the numbers. Numbers are in, and Baker was unbelievable. In that mode, that offensive line knows exactly what they need to do, and that running game is such a threat. Is there any way that defenses are going to be able to adjust to that after seeing a year of it on film, or is it just going to be unstoppable like it was last year?
Yeah, they did adjust late last year after the Tennessee game where Baker just kind of wandered outside the pocket. Remember the deep one to Peoples-Jones where he was open, but nobody was there, so Baker had time to let him get more open? Yeah, it is a challenge, but the Browns are good enough to put a lot of stress on, you know, defenses in that way. And it is very difficult to stop with when you have guys like Hunt and Chubb to anchor it. So the offensive line has to play like that again. It has to stay healthy. That's not a given. The Browns need a lot more from the tight end position. And that's a question mark this year and into the future for sure. You know, given some of the contract situations there. So it's not unstoppable. Nothing or no one is, but it's really good. And again, like I said, if you're looking here, the offensive line being intact and the quarterback finally getting to play with the same coach for a second year, you can look and say, okay, there shouldn't be just little improvement here. There's a chance this thing could really take off offensively.
Hey, Zach, you talked about Nick Chubb for a second. Do you have a priority list for the Browns of who they should sign and you know, a level of importance? And
yeah, I mean, you know,
there could be issues on the offensive line, too.
Yeah, because there's no precedent here, I'm being a little bit careful with my proclamations. But, Andy, I just see Chubb and Ward as non-renewable resources, right? So if you're going to pay them, and I think you have to, I think you should want to, you do it right away. And I took the Sheldon Richardson release as a sign, because the Browns still have money. They could have kept him, right, for this year. And we know now at least have a guideline of what the cap is going to be the next 2 years. So I took that as a sign that they were creating money for right now to get those deals done. And then that would leave Baker and that would leave Teller. The Baker, which is assumed but done, just a matter of when and how you ultimately structure it. And then the other guy is question mark. But I don't think you should or can wait on Chubb or Ward. I mean, if Nick Chubb plays this season on his rookie contract, he becomes the most underpaid player in the NFL. Right? And he was last year, but by rule, you couldn't do anything about it. This year, you can. You know, you want, and Ward is the same with the fifth year. You know, he's technically under contract for two more years. But I think you want to take care of those guys who are just, you don't worry about off the field, who you know can make you different. And, like, I just come back to, I still have questions about this defense. I think it will be better, but I still have questions. But regardless of how it shakes out, if you got Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward, you're off to a pretty good start.
Zach Jackson with us. I know winning changes so much, but there seems to be, and you're closer to the situation than I am, there seems to be a quietness about this Browns team that I haven't seen for a lot of Cleveland teams, but especially the football team. We've seen losing teams talk, and we've seen organizations be very confident in their losing ways. What happened here? Is it just as easy as Andrew Berry, Stefanski, and that changed everything?
In a way, I mean, if you see it that way, then you point to Andrew Berry and Stefanski and just kind of their personality and what they put out. I mean, I don't see the players as quiet. You know, I don't think anyone came out and talked reckless or anything like that. But, you know, the last time they were together, Jarvis was talking Super Bowl, right? Like, four or five of us interviewed Kareem last week, and we asked the standard questions, and then we talked Super Bowl. So, you know, what really wrecked the ship in 2019 – was a lot of things, and it was pretty bad from top down. So, you know, last year, the way they handled unprecedented adversity and turmoil and not being able to practice before a playoff game, that was great. Does it mean they'll do it again? No, but I do think this is a pretty mature group, a pretty good group that they feel good about, you know, people-wise, right? And you add John Johnson, you add Troy Hill, who both played a lot of games, who both check out all those boxes in terms of leadership, versatility, big game experience. Like, I think, you know, my assumption is they'll handle it right. And as we go through this, right, Anthony, all the things that we can talk about now, because it's the last week of June and we don't have anything else to talk about, but you still had me on the show, right? All the things that might happen injury wise and contract wise and all the projections we have to make. The bottom line is they have enough talent to be really good. So how it shakes out, no one knows, them included in the building, right? But, like, when I watched at minicamp, it was mostly walkthroughs, but I said to myself, there's enough talent here for this team to be really good. And I believe that. And, you know, starting in September, we'll see how it all shakes out with the ebbs and flows and injuries and all the other stuff that I mentioned.
Did you notice that the Pittsburgh Steelers have another storyline on their front offensive line? I mean, we've been talking about this forever. DeCastro is gone, and now, like, they could be in trouble with the NFL. Why does it seem like this organization got stupid overnight? I don't want to take them lightly, but it just seems like it's been bad news after bad news for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, you know, I don't know the details of that. You know, my colleagues, my direct colleagues were surprised by the DeCastro release. So, you know, I guess I was too, but listen, that offensive line was bad. And, I'm not going to completely bury the Steelers. Like, they needed to go young anyway, sooner or later. So there are some big question marks there. You know, Andrew Berry himself just said it's the best defensive line in football. right? Like, it's a top five wide receiving core in football. Like, I'm not going to bury them. Am I shocked that they drafted a running back in the first round and didn't do more on the offensive line? Yes, that seems very un-Steeler-like to me, but I would just be a little bit careful with dismissing the rest of the division and that team in particular.
Zach, which one of the Browns throwback helmets are you most looking forward to see?
Yes. Yes.
I do think the Browns will be playing for not just this year, but into the future, you know, more Thursday night games and more spotlight games. You know, as for the uniforms, I'm a cranky old man and I don't care. The old ones needed to go. They've made an upgrade. We'll see. But, you know, I'm more interested in finding out that Thursday night game this year. You know, if the Broncos get Aaron Rodgers, that becomes the game of the year on the whole schedule.
Yeah.
Right. So we'll see what happens there. But as far as the helmets and stuff, you know, for once, I guess I trust that the Browns will show up. They'll be equipped. They'll have uniforms. They'll be ready to go under Kevin Stefanski.
Although, you know, Odell's spin on the uniform is always going to be something interesting. You never know. You know.
I'll say this. At minicamp, I mostly expected him to be out there doing something, but I initially didn't see him because he was wearing team colors for the first time. So from across the field, from the restricted viewing area, it was hard to identify. Because usually you show up on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock and you recognize him, right? Or usually you go to training camp an hour early and you recognize him. But at mini camp, it was team colors and it was a different Odell.
All right, Zach, terrific insight. I'll spare you the Canton McKinley football questions. I know you'll do a whole podcast on that at some point.
Yeah, I'll be referring those to my lawyer, Peter Bataka.
Him and Chuck, man. I used to go to college with them. Okay. Anyway, that's we'll do a podcast on that another time. We can't do it now. We're out of time, unfortunately.
Thanks, guys.
Zach also loves loves a good piece of pizza.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.